Greetings and welcome to Wonder and Reality. This is Jim Harwell, and this is part three of The Most Important Thing. And I first want to start by saying in this 10-minute teaching, later in this short teaching, I'm going to give a very quick summary of how simple it is to walk with Jesus Christ. Less than 2 minutes. But first, this is the first thing I want to say about the most important thing. Another aspect of the fact that the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, He is the most important thing. And that entity, okay, let's just sum it up. It's Jesus, of course, but it's His presence, His glorious, beautiful presence. Okay, another reason it's the most important thing is eternity. Every person on the earth will face eternity, either in heaven or in hell. It's that simple. And of course, the only way to make it to heaven is through God the Father, through His Son Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. And eternity, of course, just common sense, eternity is infinitely, eternally more important than any amount of time on the earth or anything on the earth. So there's another reason right there of why this is the most important thing in all of our lives, whether someone is a believer or not a believer. It's the most important thing. Eternity. Let's try to have an eternal perspective on things. And you know, I'm saying this to anyone who will listen and to myself. You know, let's have an eternal perspective. Jesus said, store up your treasures in heaven, not on earth. So it's so key. Now, here's a second reason, and I've mentioned this some before in this teaching, but the only way to get results is through this glorious presence of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. The only way to get results, period. Like Jesus said, apart from me, you can do nothing. Also, Jesus said, it's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Remember that famous teaching, famous truth that He revealed there. It's the Holy Spirit is the only thing that can give life, that can get results, and that means results that, glory to God, last forever. Amen. That's what we're seeking. You know, again, 100 years on the earth and any accomplishments on the earth are just meaningless in the flesh. And that's a pretty extreme thing to say, but hey, Jesus said it, and so it is truth. If Jesus Christ said something, it's truth. Let me repeat some of that. Apart from me, you can do nothing. In fact, apart from Him, we are dead spiritually. The only way that we can have life and get results, and I mean results that last and that remain forever, is through the Holy Spirit. Now, here's another thing, kind of number three. They're all related, though. So even if we say, okay, here's number one, number two, number three, they're all related, they're all similar. This, the most important thing, the presence of Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit, that's how we can walk with God Almighty. That's how we do it. I mean, that's the only way that we can do it, that we can walk with Him. So many people, and I've been in this category for sure, we're seeking, how can we walk with God? How can we do what He wants us to do, and what is in the Gospels, what we see as things that Jesus reveals? Remember, He said, you shall be perfect as your Heavenly Father's perfect. You shall be holy as your Heavenly Father's holy. You shall be righteous as your heavenly Father is righteous. We can't do any of that on our own, of course. Only through this glorious presence of Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's how we do it. That's how we walk with Him. It's that simple. And I'll keep repeating it because it is so important that we get, you know, this takes, that we get it. And this takes the pressure off of us. This is what's so glorious. This is, now we're beginning, then we can start catching the vision of walking by faith. Amen. And relying on Him, where faith is reliance, okay? Where also we catch the vision of how we die and Jesus lives in and through us through the power of the Holy Spirit. This is the key. This is the secret. This is so glorious. And I think so many believers are not doing this. They haven't caught the vision of this. They haven't, you know, let's look at the Church of Jesus Christ in general, okay? 2 billion people, okay? Half of those roughly Catholic, half Protestant. And if generally you look at the majority of those people, we'd have to agree that they're trying to walk with God on their own. They're trying to do it some other way, you know, whether it's, and I don't want to get into, you know, looking at the different, all the different aspects of, you know, the Catholic and the Protestant church, but just generally, I think we would agree, right? And we look at our own, at our own life, we've done the same thing. We've tried and tried. We've tried to do it on our own. We can't. This is so glorious, this revelation, that it's freeing, it's liberating, it's awesome. We start to realize, oh, this is what Jesus meant when He said, "My yoke is easy, my burden is light. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Amen. And so that's where we want to get to. Now, wrapping up here, I do want to follow through with what I said at the beginning. Here's kind of an overview of that. I believe that walking with Jesus Christ is so simple that the whole summary of it can be summarized in 1 minute, less than 1 minute, less than 2 minutes. I mean, just the whole thing. That's how simple it is, because it's simply realizing there is a God Almighty in the universe, humbling yourself before Him, realizing He is everything, we are nothing, okay? And following through with that, realizing I'm nothing without you, God Almighty, without you, Jesus Christ, I'm nothing, I can do nothing. I'm a sinner, and so we repent, and the first thing is we humble ourselves before Him. And we realize, oh, I need to repent. And now I need to seek Him with all that I have. He provides everything for me every day. I can't do anything without Him, even in the natural. Okay? And definitely not in the spiritual. And so we seek Him with all we have. And we give Him everything we have. That's the gospel right there. And it's so simple. I'll say it again and again. We don't need a Bible. We don't need all the books. We don't need, it's just us walking with Him. Amen. And so I encourage you with that simplicity. Now, let me say, all these things are wonderful. And I teachings and books and the Bible, it's the Word of God. Amen. All these things are awesome, but let's keep the most important thing at the very, let's give Him, Jesus Christ, first place and first, make Him our first love. Let's get back to that, to focusing on Him, and then everything else flows from that. Thank you for listening, and we'll continue in part four. Please visit our website, bridgeministries.org, and thank you for listening.